That's right. You got to earn it, folks. Nothing comes easy. And speaking of earning it, you know, Connor, I always hit the gym at nighttime. I always do. You know, and I go about, you know, I try to go about 5 days a week. I was there last night until about like 3:30 a.m. My entire body hurts, dude.
Crazy. You're crazy.
I am crazy.
3:30?
3:30 in the morning. And the reason why is because that's when nobody's there.
Does it put you to sleep though?
Because
really?
It keeps me up because my adrenaline is pumping. Huh. So yeah, I stayed up. I didn't go to sleep till like 4:30. So thank goodness for coffee. All right, we got him on the line right now. Johnny Lewis with another edition of Fit Fridays. Johnny, how you doing, my man?
I'm good. How you doing?
Always good chatting with you, brother. Let's get right to it because Robert Kraft completely threw this show off the rails. I know you want to start. We'll start in the gym, and you want to talk about balance, how to break your muscle groups into segments and give your body time to heal.
Oh, yeah. I want to talk about balance because a lot of people don't realize that there's muscles all through your body, not just on your arms and chest. So I wanted to just give a few tips on how to, like, really break it down into segments. That way you hit everything.
Okay.
So I have one day where it's a chest, tried, and shoulders. And I like to call that the push day because every motion is a pushing motion.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have another day, which is the back, biceps, and forearms, which is the pulling motions. And then last but not least, I have the leg day, which is basically all the leg workouts, working out your quads, hams, glutes, and calves. And there's a fourth one, too, which is the core day, abs and cardio, which is, you know, your core, your abs. But the thing about the core and abs is you can add that to any of the other days, like push, pull, or leg day. You can just, you know, do some ab workouts at the end or do cardio. So I like to, like, break it down to these three components just to make sure that I'm hitting everything throughout the week.
I like that. What's your favorite out of those?
Lately, it's been back day. I've been going in on the deadlifts lately, but traditionally it's the chest day. I'm a big bench press guy, as you know.
I know. But, I'm trying to catch up to you, man.
Yeah, all three. Yeah. You got a long way to go.
Long way, brother.
all three are equally as important. All four, I should say, are equally as important. You know, the chest, back, legs, and, of course, your core. So be sure to separate those into days. If you work out 3 days out the week, you can, you know, hit them once a week, and then they'll be fully recovered by the next week because you're only hitting them once. But if you want to work out more, like maybe 5 or 6 days out of the week, you can hit each muscle segment twice a week and just make sure you separate them by a day or two to give enough time to properly recover.
It's so important to let the body recover, right? I'm curious, Johnny, what happens if you don't give enough time for your body to recover?
Well, that's called overtraining, and your muscles will not heal correctly. So your hypertrophy is going to be broken down, but it gets stronger once it builds back up, correct?
Right.
So, you know, you have to give that time for it to build back up, or else you're just going to be working out for no reason, or you're not going to see as much improvement as you would see if you break it down. And I'm an overtrainer. I overtrain just a little bit, but like I said in the previous episode, it depends on how you feel. If you feel like 50% or better, then, you know, you can go ahead. But if you're like 90%, you know, drained, or your muscles are really, really tired, you don't want to overdo it.
All right. Okay. What is the tip that we can use in the kitchen, Johnny?
Okay. So today I'm going to, it's been really popular, especially since I've been on the West Coast, but the acai bowl, is made from, acai bowl. I was pronouncing it wrong. I was calling it acai. A lot of people.
Well, Johnny, peep this. Did you peep what I did? I saw it in our rundown. And I said, I'm not saying that. I'm going to look like an idiot. I was going to call it the acai bowl. Like, what in the world? So I just said, hey, man, what's that health tip in the kitchen? So acai bowl. What is in an acai? What is that?
It's a berry. So it's basically like a blueberry on steroids because it's a super fruit, but it's one of the most healthy berries in the world. It's I believe it's grown in palm trees in the rainforest, and it is loaded with antioxidants, maybe about three times the amount that blueberries have. And blueberries are already great for antioxidants. So, and you know, antioxidants are properties that fight cancer cells, help, known to help with diabetes, heart disease. So it's loaded with that, so super helpful. And, of course, vitamins, nutrients, fiber, the whole nine. But there's a smoothie bowl that is very popular out here. It's called acai bowl, made with the acai berry. And you just mix up the acai powder or the frozen fruit, because it has a short shelf life, so you have to buy it frozen. Mm-hmm. But you mix that with berries, bananas, almond milk, a little peanut butter and protein powder, and then you top it with whatever you want, usually more berries, granola, coconut, bananas, whatever you want. But it's really, really good. It's kind of like, it tastes kind of like ice cream.
That sounds good. I think you just got every one of my listeners to go out and maybe try this out now. If it tastes ice cream.
Oh, yeah, definitely try that. It's more of a summer thing, but it's very popular, especially out here. So I wanted to share that because I was surprised when I tasted it. I'm like, I did not expect it to taste this good and be so healthy, you know. So
definitely. That is awesome. And, again, the way you spell that, listeners, is A-C-A-I. Right, Johnny?
Yes, that's correct.
There we go.
Acai bowl.
Acai bowl. You learn something new every day, Connor. Johnny, thank you so much, man. And I saw, again, you can follow Johnny. He's most active on his Instagram, at blessed_body. And I saw on your Instagram that, you got cut during a deadlift session, and you were bleeding, brother. Take it easy out there, okay? My goodness.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, that happens from time to time, but, it's part of being a beast mode.
Always be in beast mode, right? I love that. All right, Johnny Lewis.
Real quick, I just want to point out, you always talk about the weather out here, but it's snowing on the West Coast. We have snow at the top of the mountains today.
That's crazy. Right? I saw that it was snowing in Las Vegas earlier this week.
Vegas got a lot of snow. And L.A. got a little bit of snow, too, I believe.
Man.
That vortex hit the whole country.